Fifth parak of Edius, second Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi, Aimer, Shishit, Torah, Mekul, Beisham, Mechun, Beisil. He says six things from the Kul, Beisham, Mechun, Beisil. Ha'oif, Oila, Im, Gvina, Al, HaShulchan. Ve'einu, Necho, Kedibri, Beisham. Beisham holds, you're allowed to put chicken and cheese on the table, as long as you don't eat them together. You're not allowed to even have them on the table at the same time, because we're concerned you may inadvertently eat from the wrong one while you're eating. Yeah. Now there's a chiddush over here, because we pass them at oif and basa and cholov is only also midrabbanan. Even so, that's a basa cholov midrabbanan. Even so, we are machmir not to have it on the table at the time you're eating. Toimim zaysim al shemen vanovim al yain kedivri beisham. Shami says you take up trumas and maizes from olives and oil, and grapes and wine, even though the olives and the grapes are considered loy nigma malachtam, they weren't fully processed because they're not wine yet and it's not oil yet. The Sham says you can't do it. They still aimen ain't time. They say no. That you now take from the thing that was not nigma malachtam on something that was yenigma malachtam, especially by case of grapes and wine. Azareya alba amas v'keren. The person planted grain, 4 amas worth in a keren. Shami amim kiddush shura achas v'sil aymin kiddush tei shuras. The Shami says that it answers one row of the one row of the keren of the vineyard, because as you have some wheat, let's say, that's planted next to a few rows of grapes, so the Shaman holds it only as the row closest to it, because he holds that row is considered a kerem. They say loyim kiddush teishuris. They say that the minimum kerem is two rows. So since you planted grain near one of the rows, it best an absence the entire kerem, and the minimum kerem is 2 rows. Ami isa. This is a respect of challah, that atos chayv in challah. Here you put flour into boiling water, or the other way around, which is not the normal way of making a dough. Beishami poitrim, Beishami says, Batum chala, Beisil mechayvim. Beisil says it's still a chayv and chala, even though it started off with some type of cooking process, like a bagel, they boil it and then they cook it. It's not the same thing, but similar idea. Anyway, Beisil says chayv and chala, because the mice made a dough, which was eventually baked. Matbilim bechaldalis, Dibbe Beishami. Chaldalis says you have a mountain and you have a stream of rainwater going down the mountain. Hashami says you could be tovel in it. Now the halacha is, if it's a natural spring, you can be tovel it as it's going, as it's moving. But rainwater is only when it's in position. Even so, Hashami seems to hold that this is acceptable. Whereas Vesilim and Ein Matbilim, since it's rainwater, it has to be in a pool. If it's in movement, it's not kosher. Geshen is gal be'ev b'sochem, a ger who was misguided before Pesach, an erev Pesach. Hashami ma'imim tovel v'ichlas pischel erev. He can be tovel that day and be part of a korban Pesach. It's halacha that a ger needs tefillah also. Needs tefillah. So he says right after the tefillah, he's kosher to bring the korban Pesach and eat it at night. When it was poyrish from the orla of the geris, that's similar to we treated it as a dindarabonin, as if he was tummy mace, and he has to go through the whole process of tumas mace. Which is a 7-day process of tire from Tumas Mace. That's after Paraduma water sprinkled down after 3 days, and another time is 7 days. Yeah. Why is it so? Because we're concerned a guy cannot be Makabal Tumas. So if a guy touched a dead body before he was in his Gaya, he's Tor. So you could have a situation that he touched a dead body the day he was misguided, and then we say you can make him put a carbon pestle the same day. The next year he's going to do the same thing, and he's going to think that he doesn't have to wait 7 days. So therefore, after Geiris, they require a person to go through the Tyra as if he was in the his tummy mace.